This is an interesting little story, and for those who use the Karanda Range Road, listen closely. It's more than interesting for them. I mean, seriously, it's just outrageous now the sort of delays people are suffering. Interesting, too, you go back, I don't know, 15 years, maybe it's 20 years now, I've lost track of the time, but the member for Cook at the time was the Main Roads Minister, and of course all these wonderful plans came out for, oh, the new look Karanda Range Road. All the plans were done, tunnels were in, bridges were pictured or we had artist's impressions of bridges, etc., in the Cairns Post. All came to nothing. And look what's happening now. It says here in this article by Jack Laurie today, tempers from commuters have flared following a decision to move a wrecked truck from the Karanda Range that left some drivers stranded on the road in a thunderstorm for up to 5 hours on Wednesday. Many of the motorists caught in the chaos have expressed their frustrations over the delay, saying the truck should have been moved later in the night. It goes on to quote Liz Tonkin, she's Karanda Business, said one of her staff members was caught up in the congestion, didn't get home till 9:30 at night, and she talked about what she went through. I'm thinking about the poor people have to get out and have a wee after, well and truly, in a five-hour span, my God. Anyway, goes on to say Transport Main Road spokesman said the road closure was necessary to prevent the truck from leaking fuel into the environment. What about all the other leaking that was going on into the environment? Anyway, look, there's all sorts of commentary here, but I'm going to cut through to the Maribyshire Mayor. This is Angela Toppin. She said delays from hold-ups on the range had a knock-on effect. She's on the line here somewhere. There she is. Hello, Angela.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, I'm well, but I feel for those poor buggers. 5 hours.
Oh, gosh, yes.
5 hours with their legs crossed. I mean, yes. Seriously, it must have been awful.
I think it would have been traumatic, and certainly as mayor of this shire, I'm just continually exasperated by these situations, continually.
Mm. And where are you going to go? And we've been banging the drum on this for years, and both state and federal governments, well, don't want to bite the bullet on our behalf. So it's going to continue. The capacity was listed as, what, 10,000? I think it might have been 9,500, where it's supposedly, I think on your figures, 10,000 now. We're at capacity. We've got to get something done.
Absolutely. Look, in the first instance, I'm extremely annoyed that the recovery occurred during peak hour traffic, as you alluded. Was it absolutely necessary that it had to occur then? So, you know, for the commuters and certainly for any of the heavy vehicles that are, you know, travelling to and forth, it would have been just a nightmare. The Karanda Range situation for us remains unsolved. Certainly, TMR have done a tremendous job on the Kennedy Highway, widening and improving some of the less safe spots. Tremendous job. Thank you very much. But this is completely unsolved, has been unsolved for years. It is time that TMR starts looking at the alternatives to choose one and move on. Get on with it, please.
And there was another crash, I think, day after as well. I mean, this is so regular.
Yep, it is. And for me as mayor, sometimes I've got to travel to Cairns for meetings and things. Now I'm allocating an hour and a half, but there are times when I know it's peak hour traffic and I think, oh, I better leave 2 hours before for a trip that could easily take 1 hour, even maybe even less. But the other disappointing factor as I look at other regions is that Toowoomba gets two upgraded range crossings and we can't even get one decent one up here.
Exactly. While I've got you there, I think I mentioned this the other day, the situation between Mareeba and Cairns up there on the Tablelands, there's been work going on for a long time. Is that nearing completion?
On the highway there with TMR, I'm not too sure of all the completion dates, but certainly I have to commend and congratulate TMR on the way that's been handled, the widening. They've certainly moved forward as quickly as possible. I'm not sure if June might be a deadline date. I'm not sure. That would need to be checked with them to be precise, because there's two lots of work going on. There's certainly the Kennedy Highway towards Cairns, and then there's the highway going into Atherton, and both of those and they've only just started. So we have had hold-ups here for most of the year. Mm. So in some ways, the fact that COVID shut us down didn't impact as much in that respect, but now it does because people are moving around and wanting to move around. I mean, last night I went to the Karanda Traders Twilight Trading Night. What a tremendous night. People from everywhere.
Yeah.
They commuted from all over the tablelands to go there. But if the road had been shut because of, a breakdown of some sort from the Cairns side of things, people wouldn't have even been able to support that.
Well, exactly. You can't take a trick on your roads up there because you've got this issue now with the Karanda Bridge. I heard Mr. Blenner Hassett from Blenner's Transport the other day talking about the issues facing his business. So
absolutely,
it's a very bad time for the Mareeba Shire when it comes to the main roads.
Yes, we have big headaches there and we need them solved in terms of the fact that this is a strategic corridor for us, the main corridor for us. I mean, if that range is shut down, then, to divert to Gillies or Rex or whatever adds hours. Yes, maybe people can do it for one day, but you can't do it for a long time.
Yeah,
and it's hampering our development up here. There is no doubt about that.
Good to talk to you, Angela.
Always
informative. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
That's Angela Toppin. She's the Mareeba Shire Mayor. 29 past 11. He